Today is lesson number 16. We are studying together Mishnayos Maseches Trumos, Perek Dalad, Mishnayos Hey and Vav, Trumos chapter 4, Mishnah 5, and Mishnah 6. Mishnah 5 begins Hamar Bebesruma. We learned that there are three giving levels that Chazal established. The generous give 1/40, the average 1/50, and the thrifty give 1/60. However, suppose a person wants to give more than 1/40. How much more can he give? Hamar bebisrumo. Rabbi Eliezer omer, echod me'asoro. He can give up to 1/10. Kisrumas maaser. Because we find the percentage 1/10 applying to truma with reference to truma's masa. Remember, in the normal course of events, after the Baal HaBayis, the farmer gives truma to the Kohen, he then gives 1/10 of the remainder to the Levi as masa rishon, and the Levi has to give 1/10 of that tenth as what's called truma's maaser to the Kohen. So we see there is a concept of truma, in the case of trumas maaser, the 1/10 of a tenth that the Levi gives, which applies to the term truma. And therefore, if a person wants to give truma gedola, regular truma, he can give up to 1/10. Yoser mikon. However, suppose he gives more than a tenth, then the additional, ya'aseno trumas maaser lemokomacher, the additional must be used for truma, but it can't be used for truma gedola, so it can be put away as trumas maaser, meaning various opinions. But the Rishonim, the Rash, the Rambam, even the Gon, the Gra, say that this means that the farmer, the Yisroel, who gives, let's say, more than 1/10, if it's 100 saw, he gives, let's say, 11 saw to the, as mafrish, as hafroshas truma, then that 11th saw can be used to serve as a trumas maaser for the Levi. So all he has to give to the Levi now is, let's say, instead of giving him 10 saw, he gives him 9 saw, and the additional saw that he was mafrish as truma gedola can serve as trumas maaser for the Levi's maaser rishon. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Mechza Chulin Umechetza Truma, that he can give up to 1/2 as Truma and the other half being Chulin. His reasoning is that the Pasuk speaks of Reishis Dagoncha, the first part of your Dagon, of your grain. So there's two terms here, Reishis, the first part, which is Truma, and there's Dagon, which is grain, two parts. Two parts, one is 50%, the other is 50%. However, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Ad sheyishayer shom chulun. He can give 50%, 60%, 80%, 90%, 99%, as long as he leaves over something. He can't give 100% truma, because truma requires what's called shioreho nikorim. There must be a leftover. There must be something which is non-truma. But as far as how much truma you can give from your 100 saw, give 99 saw. Then one saw would be left over as chulin, and the rest would be truma. Interestingly, the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Vav. Here, again, there are various commentaries. I note that Pinchas Kahati, in his excellent commentary on Mishnayos, which I use a lot, adopts here a lesser known commentary of the Rabbeinu Yehosef, a great Rishon, which is quoted in the Sefer Meleches Shlomo and also in the Sefer Tiferes Yisroel in the name of a commentary known as Lechem Shomayim. However, keeping to my policy here, I will share with you the simple approach of the Bartanura. The Batnura insists, as do many Rishonim, that this Mishnah Vov is not even talking about Truma. It's talking about Maestros. Remember that Truma is not given precisely, but rather it's given Me'omet. The Baal HaBayis, the farmer, estimates how much is 1/50th or 1/60th or 1/40th or whatever. However, Ma'aser, ideally, should be given precisely 1/10th, not more, not less. In fact, we know from Pirkei Avos, and the Bartanura quotes this, Al tarbe la'aser umodos. Do not be too free about tithing in an estimated way. Just guesswork. So that's a basic distinction between Truma Gedola and Ma'aser. For the Batanura, we're now studying about Ma'aser. Now, when one gives Ma'aser, for example, the fact is, agriculturally, early in the season, the fruits are full and big, very large. In the middle of the season, they're kind of in the middle. And toward the end of the season, they're already shrunk and reduced in size. So if you're going to give two dates, for example, as truma for 100 dates, and you're going to give the dates from the late summer for the dates which you harvested in the early spring, it's not going to be fair because they're a different size. So therefore, when you take a look at the kalkola is a basket which, according to the Batanura, means the basket which is used as a sort of a scoop to scoop up the tithe, to scoop up the ma'aser. So you have to kind of look and see the content of those baskets which are using to scoop up and to be mafrish ma'aser three times a year, three different seasons. Bishlosha perokim misha'arim esa kalkolo. Three different seasons do you estimate the kalkolo to see how many peros, how many fruits go into the basket. Bebechoros, or bebakuros, and that means the early season. At that time, the early season, the fruits are full. They're swollen with moisture. They're full. They're very big. And of course, the kalkola, the basket, therefore, contains less of those fruits. The fruits are bigger. They take up more space. So the total number of fruits in the basket is less. Uvasiyofos. And also, at the end of the season, at the end of the season, the fruits have already shrunken a lot. They've almost like raisins. They're no longer full grapes. And they're small, shriveled. And therefore, the kalkola contains many more of them. And uva emtsa hakayis, in the middle of the summer, when the peros are ripe and full of moisture, but not swollen, but also not shrunk, not shriveled. So at least three times you see how many fruits are contained in the kalkola. Then a general rule. Hamone mishuboch. When it comes to tithing, it's wonderful not to estimate, but rather to count. And to give, you have to see how many figs or dates do I have? 10, 100, etc. And give accordingly 1/10. Vahamode, the person doesn't count, but measures the volume of these peros. I have 2 cubic yards, 2 cubic feet, 2 cubic meters of peros, and I'm going to give 1/10 of the 2 to Maaser Rishon, is even better. Modade, measuring volume, is better than counting number. For Hashokel, a person who weighs it, I have 10 pounds or 100 pounds of dates or figs or whatever, Mishuboch Mishloshton is more praiseworthy than them all. The only difficulty with this rather simple approach is, why are we discussing Ma'asros when the whole Masechta is dealing with Terumos? And therefore, there are other approaches which I readily assign you for your independent study. And so we have completed lesson number 16.